From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, April 16th, 2026. State officials have postponed a decision on a new monument to the unborn at the Arkansas State Capitol. Members of the Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission met to hear proposals for the monument, which was authorized by a 2023 state law to memorialize when abortion was legal in the state. Artist Lakey Goff's design was initially chosen, but later rejected amid cost concerns. Goff spent much of a meeting Tuesday presenting a new design for the monument, though commission members postponed a vote on it. A proposed amendment would bar the state from funding a Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Arkansas Fayetteville. The amendment to the school's budget proposed by Republican State Senator Dan Sullivan would block funding for the UA's King Fahd Center for Middle East Studies. The proposal says the center violates state education law by, quote, failing to ensure balanced instruction. The proposal has been referred to a legislative subcommittee for consideration. An effort to regulate property sales in planned religious communities failed in the Arkansas legislature on Wednesday. Members of the House Rules Committee rejected a resolution to consider a bill called the Arkansas Property Rights Protection from Sharia Law Act. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Marcus Richmond, said it was inspired by rumors of a planned Islamic community in central Arkansas.
If I buy into a certain community, say that I buy into a Muslim community like this one is going to be, and for some reason at some point I, you know, convert to Christianity or Buddhism or some other Hinduism, whatever it might be, other than being a Muslim, I don't want to be forced out of the property that I've purchased.
Richmond said the bill doesn't restrict religious freedoms or property rights, but Republican State Representative Carol Dalby said laws are already on the books preventing deceptive real estate practices.
And let's face it, people often don't read the fine print, but we're not here to be their parents. It's in there, and they can always go back and adjudicate it. If it violates the public policy of Arkansas, are the laws of Arkansas, it's void and unenforceable.
Other lawmakers voiced concern about existing communities, religious and secular, being subject to the law unfairly. The resolution to consider the bill failed on a voice vote. The longtime leader of two homeless services nonprofits in Little Rock is stepping down. Aaron Redden says he's leaving his job leading The Van and The One, which he founded more than a decade ago. Redden says he's stepping away from the nonprofits due to ongoing health issues. A news release names community social worker Parker Reed as the new director of the nonprofits. There's a new federal judge in Arkansas. Members of the U.S. Senate voted to confirm John Thomas Shepard as a judge for the U.S. District Court of Arkansas's Western District on Tuesday. Shepard was nominated by President Donald Trump to succeed U.S. District Judge Susan Hickey on the federal bench. Shepard is the son of Federal Appeals Court Judge Bobby Shepard and the brother of Republican State Representative Matthew Shepard, who formerly served as Speaker of the Arkansas House of Representatives. An amendment introduced into the Joint Budget Committee Wednesday morning would strike a senior advisor to the governor's job and salary from the budget. Republican State Senator Terry Rice brought forward the amendment, which would remove the position currently held by former Department of Corrections Secretary Joe Porfiri. He argued his constituents were concerned about the nearly $265,000 salary for the role that they viewed as superfluous. Rice said he wanted the amendment to have a full hearing.
Yes, this can be sent to Personnel Committee, and with the way the committees are stacked, you know, it will likely die there. I want the whole budget committee in the state of Arkansas to understand what we're spending this amount of money for.
Porfiri was moved to his advisory position in 2024 at Governor Sanders' request, saying he would keep the role while litigation played out after the Board of Corrections moved to terminate him as corrections secretary. The board moved to settle that lawsuit in March. Republican Representative Jim Wooten of Beebe spoke in committee in support of the amendment.
We had a subpoena motion made in the committee meeting that day to require Mr. Fury, whatever his name is, to appear. And he didn't appear. He never came. He never notified the chairman, the co-chairman of the committee. He never attended the meeting. To me, that's a slap in the face to the legislature and the people of Arkansas.
The amendment was referred to the Personnel Committee for review. The head of Little Rock's Old State House Museum has been fired. Daniel Cockrell is no longer in the role after 4 years leading the museum, according to the State Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism. The department's deputy director, Laura McClellan, has been tapped to serve as interim director. And Little Rock City officials have approved a new youth curfew. Residents under 18 will be subject to the curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Sunday through Thursday and midnight to 5 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. A third candidate has entered the race to fill a vacancy in the Arkansas House of Representatives. Bill Teeter says he's running in the Republican primary to represent House District 44, covering parts of Van Buren and Pope counties. Teeter joins Nikki Phillips and Brent Boland in running in the GOP primary. The eventual winner will fill the vacancy left following the death of Representative Stan Berry last month. The special primary election is set for June 2nd, with the general election in early August. A new battery-making facility could be in the works at the Port of Little Rock. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Idaho-based startup Core Power was in talks late last year to build a, quote, gigafactory at the port. A company spokesperson says the plan is still in the early stages, but that the facility could bring in as many as 1,000 new jobs to the region. Cloudy skies with some showers likely throughout the day. Your high today is 82, low tonight is 64. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.